From sequestration to tax day, lots of us are under a lot of stress. So how does stress affect your waistline? What should you be doing to help in the weight loss puzzle? Joining us live now to talk more about that, Joseph Brandenburg, who happens to be a fitness expert, owner and trainer at The Body You Want, which is a fitness center in Georgetown. Thanks for coming into the Glass and Close Nerve Center, Joseph.
Thank you so much for having me in the Glass and Close Nerve Center.
Well, tell us a little bit about the missing piece of the puzzle when it comes to weight loss. What are people not thinking about in terms of stress when it comes to weight loss?
One of the big things people are thinking about, like sort of like driving a car to your fat loss destination, people are thinking about slamming on the accelerator as hard as they can. Mm-hmm. But basically, if you ignore recovery and if you ignore stress management, it's like never going to the gas station to fill that car back up. Eventually, you're going to break down and you're not going to make it.
So what are the effects? I mean, we're working out hard at the gym, yet we all have, many of us have very stressful lives outside of that. The gym sometimes can be a break from that, but some people push themselves a little too hard in there. So how do they notice when they're seeing the negative effects of stress?
Well, what you just said, it should be a break from the stress in your life, a way to sort of get rid of it. Basically, if you're pushing yourself, you know, if for more than 15 minutes after you work out, if you're just, if you're pooped, you know, that was too much. It was in excess of what your body is going to recover from. And you don't make progress by exercising. Mm-hmm. It's exercise plus recovery that equals great results down the road.
So take some breaks.
So what do you mean by recovery? What does that entail?
Well, basically, it's that magical period in between your workouts. And things that you can do to enhance that recovery period are eating well, especially making sure that you get enough protein. A little protein shake right after you work out will jumpstart that process like a good 24 hours. Making sure that you do something every day, just maybe 5 minutes of deep breathing or something to manage your stress levels, is that will improve the quality of your sleep. And if you can't always control the quantity of the sleep, at least you can get good sleep, and that will boost your recovery a lot.
Hmm. Now, while you're at the gym, you also make mention of taking appropriate breaks within the routine. Explain that, and how do we know when to put those breaks in there?
Well, generally speaking, you should be doing stuff that is challenging enough that you kind of really need that break. So, you know, generally speaking, for time efficiency's sake, a combination of an upper body exercise and a lower body exercise seems to work really well for blood flow purposes. But, you know, after that, you should take a good 60 to 90 second break and then do it again. You also want to make sure that you're not training to absolute failure. You want to train for success. So if you're pushing your body to your absolute limits all the time, especially if you're over 30, you're not going to be able to do that for very much longer, and your limits will not expand, they'll shrink.
And just real quickly, you talked about breathing. Are there ways that people have to learn how to breathe for stress reduction and relaxation? It's not just regular breathing.
It's not the regular breathing that we do nowadays in our desk-bound, high-stress lives. A very simple thing is just called crocodile breathing. If you lay down face first on the floor, you can feel your stomach expanding or not into the floor. And that's the easiest, quickest way to learn how to do that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Joseph, we appreciate you coming in. And we're going to talk to the bosses about some stress breaks.
If we need to take a 5-minute break.
Yeah, that would be nice. Joseph Brandenburg, fitness expert with The Body You Want, a fitness center in Georgetown.